It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Skip the class today. We're having fun, aren't we?
I want to play video games.
We had a good conversation. You're the ringleader. We're going to find this day and go get everything.
What's going on?
We're going to stay back in the school.
I want to get in the first,
we got to stay back in the school. I think you have my business here. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Punching kangaroos since 1980.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a show for you tonight. So much to discuss. Travis.
Yes, sir.
I went and I got myself a haircut.
Ooh, you feel dapper?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, please do.
When you your go haircut to, makes your head look funny.
It's because...
Did you go to the $3 car wash for this haircut?
She buzzed me, Napier. She gave me like a buzz, right?
Yeah, way too close.
And I don't have the head for a buzz.
Oof. What'd you order?
I mean, I ordered like what I always get. They print out the little thing, and she goes, "Oh, you want a number one, and you want it cut on the top?" I said, "Yeah."
Wait, what?
One is really close.
Well, it's on the sides and the bottom, you know, like, and then like on the top, I have hair, and she said, "So like a finger length on the top?" I said, "Well, you know, last time she said finger length, and it was a little bit longer than I like it. Can you go a little shorter than a finger length?"
That is significantly shorter than a finger length.
And she said, "What, you want me to cut my fingers?" She said, and I said, "Well, I mean, no, I don't want you to cut your fingers. You know what? Finger length is fine, dude." A finger length is fine.
At this point, you had already pissed her off.
She says, no, no, I got you. And she took out the buzzers, and she buzzed down the center of my head, and she said, like that?
Too late for me to say no.
Yeah, yeah, what am I going to say now?
Nope, that's not right.
Like, what am I going to say? Oh, no, I meant longer than that. Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you the fire starter.
Yeah, let me fix that.
Yeah, I'll give you the side mohawks.
Yeah, how that lady did your hair, it looks like your hair is for somebody with a smaller head.
Mike, this makes a perfectly good case for you having a hairdresser just like I do.
So I need a stylist?
Yep, you need a stylist because...
Travis, I got a coupon in the mail for $7.99, though. Can't beat that. Nowadays, a haircut $16. That's too much for a haircut.
You want to tell them?
Yeah, I suppose.
So I generally give a $5 tip. But this woman, because all she did was buzz me, gave her a $2 tip. I showed her. Right?
Yeah, but her hair ain't all messed up.
Right. Drunk, what do you think of my haircut?
I think I heard you from my car. You're all kinds of fired up.
I'm all kinds of fired up because she buzzed me, Drunk. I can buzz my own hair. I don't need help.
Your hair looks...
I don't need to pay $8 to get my hair buzzed.
Your hair looks fine. B, I agree with Travis. That's why you need a stylist.
You got to have a stylist. You walk in, they know exactly. You don't have to say a word about it. You just start
What do you mean they know exactly? She printed out the little thing. It said what I get. That's what my haircut is.
If you have a stylist, it's the same person every time.
You get the haircut you want?
Yep.
No questions asked because you have a gal that knows what you like.
Right. I don't even say nothing to her. She just said,
you know, I want a cool guy hair. I don't ever get cool guy hair.
Why don't you ask for cool guy hair?
Well, I've asked for cool guy hair before, and she didn't know what I meant. And so then I just settled for the haircut that I had.
When you ask for cool guy hair, does she say, what do you mean? Do you want me to cut my fingers?
No, I've gone to Great Clips before, and I said, you know what I want? I want to try something different. I want, like, cool guy hair. You know, like all the cool guys have? And she goes, no, I don't know what that means. I was like, you know how, like, all the cool guys have their hair now. And she goes,
like,
she said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, I see that haircut all the time. And I know some of them people are coming to Great Clips. So, you know, the haircut you do all the time.
The one everybody's getting.
I think the cool guy haircut is a little too vague.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I used to like to play around a lot with my look, like with the facial hair and the hair. Do you guys, I did one summer where I started off with a buzz, and by the middle of it, I started bicking my head with the goatee. And I'll tell you, my head is not shaped to be a bald man.
Yeah, I don't have buzz head. I got a weird head. It looks like a potato.
Which is super unfortunate because I'm thinning real bad, and I suspect in the next 10 years I'm going to have to be a bald guy.
Yeah, you can't just do, like, the side horseshoe. That just looks stupid.
Terrible.
You just buzz it then.
The Captain Jean-Luc Picard?
Yeah, you just go, but Jean-Luc Picard, he shaved it.
No, he's...
I'm talking about, like, the Billy Corgan. Like, things just start to go, and you just say, fuck it, I'm a bald dude now.
Mm-hmm. I keep talking to my stylist gal about that. I said, how long do you think before it's just over? She said I got some time, but I don't see it. It feels thinner and thinner every time.
Would you ever, like, try to get some kind of thing done? Like plugs or something?
That's really expensive.
Like, is it?
Yeah, I think it's really pricey to get, like, plugs and shit done. And plugs look terrible. I know that they always have that Bosley and shit on TV where they're like, this is my real hair that I can swim with and shit.
Yeah, Anchor's posting cool guy haircuts in the chat room. See, I'd go for that. You think I could rock that haircut, right? The only problem is my hair grows so fast.
I used to frost my tips in when I was a teenager and wore fake glasses.
Travis frosted his tips.
And wore fake glasses.
He lived in the 90s. Everybody had frosted.
You had like the clear lenses? Like
clear lenses
that were just for show?
Yep. When I was frosting my tips, wearing a hemp necklace.
God, I hated Travis.
Pooper shell. Man.
Yep. Yeah, there was a shell. There was a shell on the hemp necklace. A lot of bracelets, little bead bracelets and shit.
Travis, speaking of nostalgia, you know, I see the people on... I'm trying to get into Reddit. I don't really understand it, but I get on it every now and then just to see what's doing. And I've noticed that there's a lot of people that their pictures get on the front page, and usually it's like a look at how hot my grandma was 50 years ago posts.
Why would you do that about your own grandma?
Isn't that kind of weird?
A little bit, yeah.
Be like, hey... look at how fuckable my grandma was 50 years ago.
Usually no at more, funerals, but... when people have those boards up, when it's all the pictures of them throughout their life, I'll think that about other people's grandmas, but I would never post my own grandma.
I just think that it's a weird thing to be like, hey, you know my old-ass weird grandma that lives with all the cats?
You know, the well, one like, that's mildly
when
racist?
She was my age, she was quite fuckable.
Like, hey, look at that, a picture of grandma when she was 23. Wow, those are rocking tits.
Real perky.
And it's weird to look at a gal who was fuckable then but isn't fuckable now because, like, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that?
Imagine that with your wife.
I mean, there's
she's older.
There's always the potential that one day, you know, there might be another fappening or something. But, I mean, not with your old-ass grandma.
Not with grandma.
No, yeah. Probably not.
There was that great scene in that terrible movie with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg where Adam Sandler's, like, sleeping over at Andy Samberg's fiancé's parents' house, and they have a picture of her grandma when she was, like, you know, from, like, the 1930s, and she looked really great. And then grandma came in later with the same outfit on to try to bang Adam Sandler. It reminds me a lot of that. You never want the follow-up.
But I am trying to get into the Reddit. Are you guys Reddit people? Do you ever do Reddit?
I'm on there.
Never.
Never?
I never post anything, but I'll...
You just go look? Yeah, I don't post. I don't even think I have an account. I just have an app on my phone that I can go to the main page and see what's going on there. Well, Ask Me Anything with that Leah Remini. I'll tell you what, I get into these weird holes that I just dig myself into on the internet where, like, I just spend a day reading about Scientology because I saw something about Leah Remini, and then my day's just gone. It's like,
you ever read that article from, I think it was the LA Times or some shit, that, like, it was like a 20-some page Scientology expose by, like, that director that defected? Real good.
I got her audiobook because now I bring audiobooks to work with me because it seems like I just wasted a crazy amount of time, like, listening to, like, podcasts that I don't even really enjoy and, like, Howard Stern shows, which I don't really like listening to Howard Stern anymore. It's just, like, it fills time. And I don't know why I do it, but I thought that maybe if I brought audiobooks, maybe, like, you know, I would enrich my life.
Oh, you'll have to get choreography. Get the Corey Feldman book. You'll like
I
that.
I read Jim Gaffigan's can you say I read? I didn't read.
Yeah,
I listened to Jim Gaffigan's book today, and he starts, like, every 8 sentences is, as a traveling comedian. He just says that over and over again. He has to keep reminding you that he's a traveling comedian. And
well,
I
he
just
is.
Was get, I little things just get me, man. And, like, you know, I'm sitting here listening to a audiobook for 8. I imagine most people probably don't listen to it all in one sitting, so they probably don't notice it. But when you just sit there and listen to Jim Gaffigan talk for 8 hours, and he says, as a traveling comedian, 400 times, you start to get a little fucking irritated.
You know what you could do? You could get on the hockey Reddit. There's a goalie Reddit.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can go on there, look at the hockey stuff, look at other people's YouTube videos of them playing hockey instead of you playing hockey.
Drunk, did you see that Guns N' Roses is coming back to St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
First time since 1991.
Are they going?
Why? What happened?
Are they going to Riverport?
They're not going to Riverport.
Oh, okay.
For the not local people, in 1991, Guns N' Roses incited a riot in St. Louis. It was big news. I think people outside of St. Louis probably know about it.
Didn't right. a bird shit in his mouth or
no.
something?
No, people were taking pictures
of him. Yeah.
And he didn't like that people were taking pictures of him. And so he jumped into the crowd and beat the shit out of a guy and, like, canceled the show after, like, 6 songs. And that this was right when Riverport opened. It's a local outdoor amphitheater. And they hadn't done anything. They just had chairs.
Yeah.
And so everybody freaked out that Guns N' Roses left after 6 songs, and so they started throwing the chairs up on the stage.
Oh, they're helping them pack up.
Get the fuck out of here.
But this is the first time that Guns N' Roses has been back to St. Louis since 1991.
Oh, good for them.
And they're going to play at the empty dome that the Rams used to play in.
Oh, and I'm sure Axl Rose is much more level-headed now than he was then.
I don't know. I mean, they've been doing shows.
Do you think those stadium seats are easy to unbolt from the cement?
Just for old time's sake, bring your own lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the odds that show is going to get canceled?
The Guns N' Roses? Well, they had one scheduled in May, I think, of this year, and canceled it, like, right away. But they've been doing a lot of billboards and stuff. So I think this one might actually happen. It is happening in July. Tickets.
Yeah, I don't think they're canceling many tour dates lately.
Anybody good opening for them? Or?
I don't know.
At least Guns N' Roses will be there.
Do you think the drunk knows I don't have the answer to his questions?
Yeah.
And, like, he's just throwing it out there to make me look like a fool?
Well, maybe you should think
I mean, you know goddamn well I don't know who's opening for Guns N' Roses 8 months from now.
Well, you're the one that looked up the story.
I thought that it was interesting that Guns N' Roses is making their return to St. Louis after a 15-year hiatus. I don't know what their opening act is. And you know I don't know! You're fucking with me!
It's my job to fuck with you.
Why is that your job? Why can't you just be on Team Mike?
I don't know.
Why can't we be a cohesive unit?
Well, you should have started...
Why can't the show be an well-oiled machine? Why does it have to be born from chaos?
Hey, Mike, you ever hear a story about a dude who just went about his day and didn't have no conflict? You know why you never heard about that? Because it's not interesting.
Dan in the chat says drunk uses Mike as a shitty form of Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Like, I throw out a news story so that we could talk about it, and then drunk asks questions he knows I don't have the answer to.
Well, why don't
Did you know that the Guns N' Roses fan club people are called Night Train members?
What's it? I saw that today. It said, I thought that maybe that was a link to something important, and I clicked on it, and it was like, sign up for the Night Train, and that was all it was. And I was like, what is the Night Train, Guns N' Roses? I don't know. And
how
it
long
didn't
has that
tell
been
me.
Place, I wonder.
I don't the know. Night Does Guns N' Roses have a song called Night Train?
Of course they do.
They do?
I'm on the Night Train!
But shouldn't your fan club be something, like, plural? Shouldn't we be the Night Trains?
That's a lot of trains.
Or like, the cars on the train? Or I don't know. I feel like there's something that they should identify them as to be, like, multiple. Like, one train. I guess, so you got the...
Why can't they just be Gunners?
I guess they
like Guns N' Roses.
Everybody could just, like, be on the train.
Paradise Cityans. Is that a thing? That could be a thing.
It sounds like a shitty thing to be.
Yeah, so like everybody gets in a single file line and forms a train.
A rape train?
So it's like a really long train. Speaking of rape train,
yeah.
Did you see the guy that went and shot off a gun in the pizza place because of the fake news?
That was fake news as well?
There was a conspiracy floating around that this pizza guy, he was selling child sex slaves to Hillary Clinton. I think it was Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was like, hey, you know, like I need to like feed on children to stay young.
She's not getting any then.
I thought that was to feed to Bill so he'd leave her alone. It's like and sacrifice so she can go on with her life.
This pizza guy, you know, there was this news story floating around on Facebook that was like, hey, man, this pizza guy, he's totally fucking kids and then, like, passing them on to other people. And this guy saw this news story and was like, I know where that pizza guy is. I'm going to go get him. So he shows up with a shotgun to investigate, Travis.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's what you do. You investigate with shotguns.
That was his clue searching shotgun. That's what he uses when he gets on his...
Shoot him out of the air if he sees him.
he's got his Scooby-Dooing around to do. You take
Scooby-Dooing to do.
I'm going to get you, monster. And my 12-gauge.
And so, you know, when he shows up at this pizza place, people are a bit upset, and they run out of the place because they're freaked out that a guy with a gun came in. And so, obviously, if those people run out of the pizza place, they're not available for questioning anymore. Travis.
No, they don't want to be
there. Which made his investigation that much more difficult.
Yeah, he chased all of his potential witnesses right out of the place.
You would think somebody would pay attention to the guy with the shotgun. Apparently he was just too menacing.
He didn't want to freak anybody out, so he didn't say, "Hey, everybody stay right here, I'm conducting an investigation." He probably was like looking at the menu a little bit with his shotgun cocked in both hands.
Well, see, and the thing is how do you investigate it? I mean, do you go walk around and look for kids that look like they were recently raped? Or do you just ask the guy? Like, "Hey man, are you selling kid slave sex people?" And he says, "Nope." He goes, "Okay, I'll have a large pepperoni." "Don't mind the shotgun, that's just my investigation stick."
Mm-hmm.
It helps me think.
Have etched in the side on the buttstock, "Clue Finder."
Yeah, and of course if a guy's pointing a gun at you, you're not going to tell him the truth.
But you're going to tell him whatever he wants to hear.
Yeah, it seems like a really poor tactic to go about. I mean, like, you gotta befriend him, go undercover.
It's a friendly shotgun.
Be like, "Hey, you know what I like? Sex slaves.
And pizza."
And yeah, I mean, "You know anything about that?" Guy says, "No." He goes, "Oh, well, me neither." You know, and then like, so obviously you haven't gained his trust yet.
No, maybe he took...
So you gotta go see a couple movies.
Shoot clay pigeons.
Yeah, go shoot some clay pigeons. Gain his trust any way you can. And then ask him again. "Hey, you remember when I brought up that sex slave thing? And I know we weren't that close of friends. I was just testing you, you know, but, not for real. Like, I'm kind of into that. What do you think? Is that weird?" And the guy says, "No, man, it's not weird." He goes, "Oh, so like you're into it too?" He goes, yeah. He goes, "I gotcha." Then you shoot him.
Maybe he thought his shotgun was like Wonder Woman's lasso. All you have to do is wrap some bird shot around a dude and he can't tell lies. Like, "Ow, this fucking hurts," or, "Oh God, I'm bleeding to death." Not a single lie there.
I imagine this whole scenario playing out like just like you said, but like the befriending takes way longer than just shooting clay pigeons or seeing a movie, and he persists over and over and over again, and they go into business together. He buys into the pizza joint, and he's at his wedding standing up as his best man, and it's not until they're like 83 years old sipping lemonade on a porch on some rocking chairs, and he asks them one final time because he knows he's only got like 2 months to live, and the guy's finally like, "Oh yeah. Yeah, I've been into that the whole time."
Yeah, he lacked dedication. It was a lack of tact, I would say, Travis.
And shotgun.
Yeah, agreed.
Drunk, I saw an opinion piece earlier this week on the Facebook that was discussing the complexity of the song "The Next Episode" by Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Notably, the very end of the song. You're familiar with the song, right?
"Hey, hey, 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 smoke weed every day."
Yeah, the very end of the song when Nate Dogg says, "Hey, hey, 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 smoke weed every day."
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's incredibly difficult to time that correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm putting the challenge out to you to correctly sing along with Nate Dogg at the end of 2001's "The Next Episode."
I feel like back in the early 2000s, that's all I did was like sing with that album or rap with that album.
But timing it, because there's a pause, Travis.
Smoke weed. Mm.
And you gotta time it correctly so you don't miss it. Apparently this is really difficult to do. So I'm gonna test Drunk, and I'm gonna let, if Drunk misses it, maybe he'll get it right on the first try.
Hey, I'm gonna have to mute my microphone just so I don't accidentally chime in.
I'll test you too, Travis. I'll test you too. But we're going to give Drunk a try at this. Drunk, are you ready?
Sure.
"Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey, 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 hey.
Smoke weed every day."
Nope. Oh,
no! It didn't even play.
It did. You missed it.
Oh.
Napier, you want to give it a try?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
"Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey,
smoke weed every day."
You missed it. Yep. You were long. I think you missed it. Drunk went too early. Napier missed it. Travis, you want to give it a shot?
Let's give it a shot.
All right. You ready?
hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
You missed
smoke
it weed by a mile, day. Travis.
I feel like he did it the exact same time I did it. I feel like that's off.
Well, we'll give it a try again later, I guess.
Maybe we'll all do it together this next time.
You think?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
So Napier was long, drunk, and Travis were short. Guys, let's take a break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you. Strong turnout in chat, Napier. Say thank you to the people.
Thank you, people.
Thank you, people.
He's fucking fat.
He's fucking fat.
He's fucking fat.
Napier is fat.
Napier is fat.
Napier really fat.
He's fucking fat.
Hey, Napier, you are fat.
He's fucking fat.
He's fat.
He's fucking fat.
Napier's fat.
He's fucking fat.
Boy, you're fat.
He's fucking fat.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen Stefani, and you are listening to
WFOD.
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes 3 classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
With a finish that will certainly be talked about for seasons to come, the Hollywood Fantasy League results are in. As reported last week, Chris Brakeshow finished with 168 points. Passersby Podcast finished with 169 points. The Lotus Cast got 196 points, with Mona finishing its run with $120 million and an 81% Metacritic. WFOD figures into second place with a total score of 170 points. It's never been that close. If you're looking for one to blame, I'd put it on Inferno. That movie only put up 11 points. Movies that weren't drafted that would have done better include Hacksaw Ridge, which finished with 23, Boo, A Madea Halloween, that finished with 16, Sully had 52, and Deepwater Horizon, the Marky Mark oil movie, finished with 26 points. I shit on that Marky Mark oil movie, but it ended up scoring more points than a third of the movies picked, so obviously what the fuck do I know, I guess. Jake wanted to take Sully. Should have listened to your boy Jake. The Hollywood Fantasy League will return for January. Congratulations to the Lotus Cast, who came back from the dead and won the belt.
Hi, this is Joffel from Joffel Project, and you're listening to StrangeLabel.com.
Nothing I can do, the burning inside me, it's ripping me into small pieces. Are you trying to kill me now? Must we die,
man?
Our dream begins again tomorrow.
That's not what I wanted.
I don't know,
yes,
where
you're
some things are sweeter, but the bad things are the same.
It's
a nightmare. Do you want to kill me now? I'm afraid of the money.
I'm showing your facial hair.
But I'm excited.
Hey, does it look uneven? Do I need to trim?
Yeah.
No, you need to really help.
Well, I had a full beard, but it was getting in my mouth.
Yeah.
Actually, I got sick, and I kept blowing my nose, and then I had boogers all over everything, so I shaved. So I could, like, streamline the booger-blowing process.
Yeah, usually when that happens to me, I just shave the stash and just leave it alive.
But then Laura was making fun of me for looking Amish, so I got rid of all of it.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive to criticism.
Who cares? You look Amish, whatever. It'll grow back.
You want to try it again?
Who cares? You're Amish.
You want to try it again?
Oh, sure.
You ready?
Right, indeed.
for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
You missed it by a lot.
I know. Your thing's off. That's what I'm convinced.
I ripped it right off the CD.
You should just count to eight.
Went an eight count.
Went to one of those vape places today. Well, I didn't go. I drove by one. And there was a fella in there just playing Xbox. It was just an empty storefront with a couch.
In a strip mall.
And a guy sitting there playing Xbox.
Yeah, I saw that picture that you had. It was like their grand... I didn't see any vaping products.
No, he had nothing in there. Napier, you go to the vaping places, don't you?
Yep.
Is there products usually?
Yeah, they have them under in displays.
Like they usually have things there that you can buy?
Well, some of them...
I think you just go into this place and this guy like talks to you. And he's like, hey, what kind of stuff you like?
Well, hey, most of them, Xbox?
A lot of them have a service where they'll mix your vapor for you. Like, you tell them what flavor you want. They go behind the counter.
He didn't have a counter. I guess he just does it right there on the couch. Like, he pauses his Xbox game and makes you up some vape. Makes change out of his pocket.
Why couldn't he have done that out of his mom's basement? Why did he need a storefront?
I don't know.
He's got to be legitimate. He's legitimate now.
The Donald Trump... got into hot water this week because he talked to Taiwan. Apparently you're not supposed to talk to Taiwan, Travis. Well, did you know all this Taiwan stuff?
Apparently they don't like...
Ain't that where everything's made?
Yeah, they're our ninth biggest trade partner, but like we're not supposed to call them.
Well, we're supposed to talk to China.
Yeah, right? China's supposed to be ahead of them.
Hello, China. May I speak with Taiwan, please? No. Taiwan busy.
is that the same deal with Hong Kong?
Yeah. Hi, is Taiwan there?
Taiwan washing hair. Taiwan at mom's house.
So the deal is, Taiwan didn't want to be part of China anymore. And so they're like, they broke off and did their own thing. And like, China doesn't tell Taiwan shit. They still say, hey, you fuckers are still part of Taiwan. But like, they don't say shit to Taiwan. And they don't want anybody to talk about it. And it's like a secret. Taiwan isn't part of our group that like, goes to the United Nations and they don't do nothing. And we're not supposed to talk to them. They're like a secret. But they're our ninth biggest trade partner. I mean, they're like a big thing.
So it's a lot like Kentucky. We don't talk about Kentucky, but they sell a lot of grass seed to people in other states.
Yeah. So apparently the president of Taiwan called up Donald Trump and was like, hey, man, heard you won. You know, good job. And Trump picked up the call and was like, dude, thanks. That's really nice of you to call me. And, like, they talked for a few minutes, and he's like, hey, so, you know, Donnie boy, you know, like, we're not in the United Nations and stuff, and that kind of bums us out. You know, could you help us out with that? And, I mean, what's he going to say? Is he going to say, you know, oh, no, sorry. You know, China will be mad.
I got to talk to your dad.
Yeah, I got to talk to your dad. Well,
Hong Kong went back to China.
It was weird
China.
That he even gave you phone privileges.
Glad you got out of the house.
And so he's like, yeah, sure, I'll look into that, you know, whatever. And it's stirring up a whole bunch of controversy. And so I thought the best way for us to stir up controversy would be to call Taiwan.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to.
I thought we were bigger in Malaysia than Taiwan.
Now, if you know
yeah,
any,
but you don't get in trouble calling Malaysia.
You don't get into
the listeners. If you know you'll just skip about this show, we do everything we're
you'll
not
just
supposed
come missing on an airplane there, that's all.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Taiwan.
In order to not piss off China, we have to treat what are you?
I'm calling Taiwan.
Hello,
why? What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm calling fucking Taiwan.
Why? Do you know what time it is over there?
I have no idea. Their phone rings weird.
I guarantee you. No.
Oh, ni hao.
Hey guys.
Wait.
How's it going?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Is this a taco place?
No, Taco House.
Taco House?
Yes. Not Taco Bell.
It's not Taco. Do you have Taco Bell?
Taco House, not Taco Bell. Taco House. My store, Taco House.
Taco House?
Yes.
That's awesome, Travis. It's Taco House. Are you guys open?
No. 11:30.
What?
11:30.
Oh, 11:30. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you open tomorrow?
What?
What time do you open tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah, 10.
Oh, okay.
You guys have sushi?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to get in so much trouble, you guys.
Why?
She sounded very nice.
The Taco House.
The Taco House. In Taiwan.
Mike, we can call there.
Why not? They said we can't. We can't call Taiwan.
No, man. China is going to be pissed tomorrow.
They don't want you to...
I called Taiwan and they answered the phone.
Yeah, but that's not what they're angry about.
We're stirring the shit, Napier.
Mike, they weren't upset about the phone call.
We should ask Donald Trump what he did.
They're not upset about the phone call. They're fine.
China's not upset by the phone call.
Why not?
They're upset because it's supposed to be a one China policy where Taiwan and China, we don't recognize Taiwan.
Yeah, but
Thomas Jackson Jr. said it's 10:40 a.m. in Taiwan.
Oh,
so she was actually telling us that they open at 11:30 today.
Like they're opening in an hour.
In an hour.
Yeah.
So we'll just
you say it's a one China thing. That's what One Direction was like too until Zayn left.
I don't follow One Direction,
now
so you're going to have to inform me.
Now it's free reign.
Are you allowed to ask One Direction about Zayn?
I bet they don't like
not
it.
Not anymore.
Well, we don't even fucking talk about Zayn.
So I call him directly. He's working at the Taco House.
Hey guys, is Zayn there?
I really miss that Zayn guy. Where'd he go?
Another okay,
Napier, are you ready?
That's our Stephen Ewan marries Joanna Pack, longtime girlfriend.
Napier, are you ready?
Yeah.
Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
You were slow again.
I counted to eight, and my fingers didn't move fast enough, I guess.
Smoke, you just said weed every day. It's not the song.
Do you think the Taiwan Taco Hut lady could do the Dr. Dre challenge?
Probably.
Do you know the song?
So you don't think we're going to get in trouble with China?
No, Mike, they don't care.
They do care.
No, they don't. They don't care.
We're not allowed to call Taiwan.
We can
and
call
I just
them.
Did, because I'm a rebel.
We can call them.
I'm a rabble-rouser, Napier, is what I am.
I could eat some General Tees now that we're talking about Taiwan.
That's not even from Taiwan. It's not from Chinese. It's not from Japanese. It's just made up.
Still delicious.
That's true. It is delicious. American that guy Chinese. Just died. He was like 90-something.
General Tee?
The guy who came up with General Tso's chicken.
Isn't it the same guy that came up with the Big Mac? He died, too.
Yeah, it was the same guy. Big Mac and General Tso's chicken. Yeah, it was the same guy. Michael Keaton's playing him in a movie, I think.
Why?
I'll watch that.
People keep asking, or by people, I mean the same guy keeps asking if Dr. Napier is in the house. I mean, like, Napier's sitting right here. If you have a question for goddamn Napier, just ask the question.
You know he's not going to get that for at least 30 seconds.
And we'll answer it. Like, that's like the third time he's asked, can I ask a question to Dr. Napier? Yes, absolutely. If you want to ask Dr. Napier something, you ask it. We'll do the mannequin challenge until you respond.
Well, I don't appreciate the mannequin challenge.
Why not?
Because it's dumb.
You're supposed to be standing still.
Okay, I'm going to give Dr. Napier a question that I found that was originally...
Time out. And it's time for... Ask Dr. Napier.
Hi, Dr. Napier. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed.
Fuck!
So, Dr. Napier, this question was originally posed to Dr. Ruth, and this is, I had an erotic dream about an ex-colleague, and I feel guilty about it. Question, my boyfriend and I have been together for 9 years. I love him dearly, wouldn't miss him for the world. I don't think that's phrased right. And I don't have any complaints about our sex life. But last night, I had a very erotic dream about an ex-colleague of mine, for whom I used to have feelings, but that wasn't mutual. What does this mean? Why was the dream about this ex-colleague instead of about my own boyfriend? I feel kind of guilty now, almost as if I've cheated on him.
Well, what you got to understand is sometimes you want some strange. Doesn't really matter what the strange is. You want some strange, because it's new, it's exciting, it's different. It's a different hog filling you that night. I mean, that's new. Just picturing that hog, sliding in, going to town, rooting through your mud patch. That's what you want. You don't want the same things. You already know how that song ends.
All right, Travis, you ready?
New songs.
Let's do it.
Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
Late.
Way late.
I had the count right, but I missed it along the way.
So, you know, guys, I receive submissions for the internet radio station that we're on for music. People send me songs that they would like us to play. And there's he's foreign. I couldn't figure out. It says he's from California, but this kid ain't from fucking California, Travis.
How do you know?
I did some research on this kid today. He's 14 years old.
Isn't he a UK?
It says he's from California, but he's not from California. I'm telling you. The guy is not from here. And he has sent me this song 5 times. And I sent it to Travis, and Travis said it was awful. And I deleted it 5 times, and it keeps coming back to my email. This kid really wants us to play his song. The problem is, it's terrible, and it makes me sad.
So why are you playing it instead of ignoring it?
Well, because he sends it to us 5 times, Napier.
And he sings it with such fun that it's going to make you just want to dance.
Travis, can you read the description for it? It did say that he sings it with such... Oh, is the Dr. Napier question here?
Yes,
is it going to fuck up our flow? Travis, find the description of the song. Dr. Napier, me and my girlfriend have been dating for a few weeks now. How long should I wait to call her babe?
After the first penetrational sex.
That's when babe becomes...
Yeah,
okay.
that's when you
drive an IROC and pull down your shades every time somebody talks to you.
I think I use babe.
Yeah, just because she lets
Travis, you don't use babe. What do you use? Dear?
No.
Honey?
I call mine wife.
I just call her by name.
You just call her name?
Yeah.
Do you call her wifey?
Nope.
Bae?
Nope.
Boo?
Just her name.
Sugar?
Sometimes I just shout, hey.
You use honey, don't you? You use honey. Travis seems like a honey guy.
Or a sweetie guy.
I seriously don't use any of those words.
All right, Drunk, you ready?
Take a
I'm not going to get it. I've already tried this.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Nope. So this kid sent me this song, Travis, and it's horrible. And what did you say? He sings it with such fun?
He sings it with such fun. Here, introducing the new hit song of the season, Winter Break. Winter Break is the first song of its kind and the funnest song this holiday
season.
Why
is it the first song of its kind? What's unique about it?
I think it's because it's sang by a child for children about the holiday season.
It's kind of techno-y, I would say.
So European?
Well, his promo picture's got him with a guitar.
And it's supposed to get you in the Christmas spirit.
Hey, kids everywhere from 1 to 101 adore it, sing it, and dance to it. And you will too, because Anthony sings this song with such fun that it is hard to not start dancing all around the house.
He sings it with such fun. It kind of sounds like, when you listen to this, guys, the music, doesn't it kind of sound, Travis, like it was like a sound and like they kept turning the volume up and down? You know, like it kind of pulses like somebody's just got like their finger on the knob and they're like going up, down, up to zero, up to zero, up to zero. You know what
like
I'm talking
you
about?
Used to do with like the old style radios where you could turn it up and down and it would like, it was very responsive.
Yeah.
So it's annoying.
It's annoying. And the kid's voice kind of sounds Tiny Tim-ish. I hate this song with all of my heart and my body.
It's like, do you remember that Jordy, that song, that baby Jordy, who sang, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, baby. It was like in the 90s. Look up Jordy, the baby song.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, baby.
Yeah. Reminds me a lot of that.
Napier, do that.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, baby. I hate that.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, baby. Hey, you guys.
Why are you being all creepy about it?
Are you guys want to hear the Winter Break song?
Yeah, let's play Winter Break. It's going to get me dancing, I guarantee.
It's going to get everybody dancing. Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh, baby.
Are these Fisher-Price instruments?
Don't you feel like dancing?
I see Santa Claus on his sleigh. Oh, it's just a dream.
Now, this is a 14-year-old kid, and I hate to shit on a 14-year-old kid, but I want to punch this fucking kid right in his face.
That's the thing. I don't want to make fun of a child, but I'd like to win or break his arm.
Tell drunk today. He wants to dance. You're letting it simmer?
Yeah, I gotta.
So okay, you haven't placed judgment on it just yet.
Not yet.
Okay, answer the real burning question everybody's gonna have. Could you cut your grass to this?
Maybe shovel my driveway. It's not grass cutting time.
Shovel your driveway, but would you put a little gusto in it?
It's gonna make them dance, no doubt about it.
Judgment?
I mean, I don't think it's as horrible as you guys are making out.
He's like trying, it sounds like his vocals, it's like he's trying to be Robert Smythe of The Cure.
But and he's 14? A little bit.
Hey, remember Rebecca Black?
Drunk, here's the thing.
Friday.
I can compound it a bit because I deleted it and it kept coming back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's like Pet Cemetery. Yeah. You tried to bury it, and it came back more powerful and more evil.
It's like getting charter stuff in the mail. You know, like Charter Communications, they mail you something every 2 days.
Right. I got DirecTV what I need Charter for, right.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you get it in the mail, and you can just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get another one 2 days later, and you're like, I still don't want Charter. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, but that was 2 days ago.
Send me 90% less mail than you currently are. What do you think their mail budget is?
Oh,
and the other thing is, you know this isn't this kid. This is this kid's parents. I mean, his parents are sending me these emails. Do you think this 14-year-old kid is sending me these emails, Travis?
No.
Well, the grammar is horrible.
Okay, every time I get this email, I'm playing the song. Okay.
It's like the
you guys can feel my pain.
It's like the late 80s movies 976 Evil with like the charter thing you talk about. Like every time you throw it away, another one pops up. And I feel like this email, this song, is the same way. Where if instead of deleting it, if you just left it in your email inbox, you would never get another one. But every time you try to delete it, it like exponentially grows. So you get it four more times.
There was guys that were on the Lotus Cast one time that made a short film called The Creed. And the plot of the movie was this chick won tickets to see Creed on a radio station. Like a radio station called her and said, hey, you win Creed tickets, and they mailed her the Creed tickets.
We had Scott Stapp on one time.
And she didn't want to go to the Creed show, so she just threw them away, but they kept reappearing, like, on her windshield and, like, in the paper towel thing at work. And eventually, like, she went to, like, a witch doctor who told her, you know, hey, you just got to go to the Creed show. That's the only way this will stop.
Or until the show's over. I mean, what is she going to do with tickets for a show that she can't physically go to?
And was then when she showed up at the show, was the concert canceled because Scott Stapp was AWOL running away from his wife who had to be in the CIA?
I'm in a tank top!
Anyway, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to email this person back.
And what did Travis say? If you send me winter break again, I'll winter break your arm.
No, that would be an amazing response to this child.
What you do is you ask for the official lyrics, and you make
a... There's a lyric video drum.
A Napier-okey of it.
There's a lyric video that you can look up
well,
on
there
YouTube.
You go. Have Napier sing it for Christmas.
And it'll give you... I mean, the lyrics aren't really all that complex, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm so happy that school's over for a week, and now we get to play in the snow. my friends gonna come over and build a nice fort. We're gonna throw snowballs.
When you guys were younger,
winter break was almost here.
When you guys were
gonna build a snowman. I'm from California. I promise. I'm from California.
Did you guys ever watch cartoons back in the 80s? And they had an episode where one of them was supposed to sing a song for some unknown reason. This sounds worse than those made-for-children's cartoon songs. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed.
Smoke weed today.
At least you're going in the right direction. You just got to even it out.
I'm telling you, it's a six count. Count from six backwards.
Is it six?
Like, yeah, it's six count, like actual six count.
All right, do it. Okay. Hope you're ready for the next episode.
Hey. Smoke weed. Oh, shit, it's not a six count. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying some eggnog with brandy, and I'm telling you, advice for anybody who's like doing anything with audio broadcasting: don't drink eggnog when you're supposed to be talking in front of a microphone.
You get really a little gooey in the throat.
The back of the throat, yeah, it's not helpful.
What's going on with you, buddy? You got things going on?
I'm just really excited about that brewery, that crowdfunded brewery. That if you donate $20,000 to their crowdfunding campaign, they will taxidermy a squirrel with a very special beer inside of it.
For $20,000.
BrewDog, yeah, they're trying to fight the repeal of the restrictive 12% alcohol beverage volume. So they're like trying to raise a shit ton of money for their small brewery. And yeah, if you donate 20 grand, they will taxidermy a special squirrel with a one-of-a-kind beer inside of it.
So you're just drinking it straight out of a squirrel?
There's pictures. It's the only thing that's showing is the cap. And then just a little bit of the neck of the bottle.
Okay, so the bottle is inside the squirrel.
Inside the squirrel, yeah. The whole bottle's in the squirrel, and just like like an inch of the neck is sticking out of it.
I thought you were just like going mouth to mouth with a squirrel. And
you pretty much
like
are.
Right out of the squirrel's body.
You essentially are going mouth to mouth with a squirrel.
You will touch lips if you try to drink from that bottle. Yeah, there's no way you're not hitting teeth.
Where do you get all the squirrels?
Squirrels are everywhere. You can just get squirrels.
What do you mean a ditch? Do you poison all the squirrels?
No, you shoot them with a .22.
It's kind of sad.
It's not sad. You turn them into beer bottles.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah.
Guys, it's not too late to get your requests in for a very Napier Christmas celebration. We did get some entries for... things that people want to hear for Strange Labels, A Very Napier Christmas, starting December 20th, where you will hear nothing but Napier carols. So
they will sound horrible. Well, I mean, some people probably listen to them.
That's something to get excited about, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're excited about? Do you get excited around the Christmas times? Do you do things?
Yeah, forcibly.
You go to families and...
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I got your present.
This year I get to go down to Fisk, Missouri.
Fisk?
Yep. Get to go down to Fisk so I can visit my my aunt because she wants to do Christmas down there.
Do you really not think that China's going to be freaked out about what we did?
No, they don't care.
I thought we were really freaking them out.
No, Mike, nobody cares. That's the beauty of life.
Maybe that's why, because they don't know. Maybe we need to tell them.
You know, isn't it pretty amazing, though, that we cold call somebody in Taiwan at a place called the Taco House and they completely speak English? Like, are we, like, the dumbest nation that exists because every place else speaks multiple languages?
No, we just don't care about any other country but ours.
Well, and what's weird is, I checked, there isn't a Taco Bell in Taiwan. So why did she say not Taco Bell?
I'm sure she's aware of Taco Bell and that an American is calling, so they probably are looking for Taco Bell.
They're like, hey, you fucking idiot. We're not Taco Bell, we're Taco House. I can already tell you're an idiot just by talking to you for 5 seconds.
This
I bet you don't even know how long it is before you say smoke weed every day.
Well, in her defense, we probably couldn't speak to her in whatever language she was talking in. And we called her.
Yeah, I guess we just went on the assumption. I was kind of hoping that she didn't speak English. It got really weird when she started like talking to us.
Well, at least you made her think that she was going to get a customer today.
I just thought she was going to make a whole bunch of noises and we were going to...
Should have asked if they had sexy lion costumes.
You mean sassy.
Oh, yeah, sassy. Sassy lion.
Did you see the Cards Against Humanity thing for this year?
What is it?
The digging a hole?
They rented a giant crane or like one of those bobcat things. It wasn't a bobcat. It was a really big one. Is that a crane? And they're digging a hole.
Like an end loader?
And if you donate money to dig in the hole, then they'll dig a deeper hole.
What are they going to put in the hole?
Nothing. They're just digging a hole.
Just digging it.
And if you donate money to it, they'll keep digging. Because they're paying this guy to dig this hole.
So they're paying a guy to dig a hole.
There's
until
a guy
the
out there with
out.
A crane, and he gets a notification and says, keep digging.
It's live stream too, right? If you donate.
Yeah, you could go watch the guy dig the hole. And he's just going to keep digging.
Those
and people are giving him shit and saying, you know, like, why don't you donate this money to charity? And they're responding, why don't you donate this money to charity? We're not the ones putting
money. He specifically said, send us money to dig a hole. Yeah. You're the idiots that are doing
it. You know what this is. This is a guy digging a hole. If you don't want him to dig anymore, if you want to donate this money to the Red Cross, then fucking do it. These assholes keep... Some guy donated like over $1,000 so this guy could dig some hole.
You know what? That is amazing. I am so happy that something like that exists. Think about the dude who's digging the hole. He's just going to dig that hole until the cash stops coming in.
Right.
That's got to be an amazing job.
On one hand, you have to wonder about like the futility of your life.
Yeah.
Like how you got to this point where people are just donating money so you can dig an endless hole with no real purpose. But at the same time,
I can't think of a better purpose in life than to dig a hole until the cash runs out. I think that's noble. It's honorable. It's work that, you know, the Lord is putting you here to do.
Well, and just think about it. He's sitting in the cab of that thing all day waiting for that text to say, dig it deeper. And all he's just sitting around playing Panda Pop and looking at Reddit, and they give him a call and say, dig it a little bit more, and he does, and then he sits there a little bit longer until his shift is over. How great for him.
I was trying to find the live feed.
I wish I could have a job guarantee like that. Like, somebody comes up to you and says, I want you to dig a hole until your phone stops buzzing. Like, all right, boss, whatever.
And sure, you, sounds good.
You don't have, you know, any... misgivings about your job. You know exactly what it is. to dig that fucking hole until your phone stops beeping. That's glorious.
And I like guess that. Your hole is like a commentary on, you know, the human condition, I guess.
Just empty.
It means something.
Because, yeah, like, when you're at a job, your job could just be over. This dude is going to keep digging that fucking
They've
hole.
They've raised $100,000, Travis.
But it looks like they're done digging the hole.
Are they done digging?
They raised $100,573 to dig a hole.
What's next year? Is next year donate and we'll fill the hole back up?
Frequently asked questions. What's happening here? Cards Against Humanity is digging a hole. Is this real? Unfortunately, it is. Where is the hole? America. Is there some sort of deeper meaning or purpose to the hole? No. What do I get for contributing money to the hole? A deeper hole. Why aren't you giving all this money to charity? Why aren't you giving all this money to charity? Is the hole bad for the environment? No. This was just a bunch of empty land. How am I supposed to feel about this? You're supposed to think it's funny. You might not get it for a while, but sometime next year, you'll chuckle quietly to yourself and remember all this business about the hole. How deep can you make this sucker? Great question. As long as you keep spending, we'll keep digging. What if you dig so deep you hit hot magma? At least then we'd feel something.
This is kind of a dark charity drive.
It is. They dug a hole. And the only people that got rich off of it is the guy who dug the hole.
Isn't that something that we all feel? At least we feel something.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day. You missed it.
I did.
It's not that easy.
Guys, what do you think? I mean, is that the show?
It's a winner.
Yeah.
Is the show over?
Travis,
is the show over, Travis?
I don't know.
Travis, I mean, you tell me, man.
Travis.
Is the show... I mean, Thomas Jackson Jr. stayed to the end.
Why, you guys want to go for the record?
Because I shamed him. Usually Thomas Jackson Jr. leaves when the Furnacast...
He probably just didn't close the tab.
No, he's still contributing to chat.
About us? Or about that Ravens game?
No, a lot of people are talking about the Ravens game. I'm going to ignore that. Because it'll just make me sad.
Mike, what do you think of somebody who's known to make poor decisions, and when they see something and they like it, shouldn't that be like a warning sign that something's wrong? Because the dude makes poor decisions. Mike, George Lucas likes the new Star Wars Rogue One. Does he have to say
he likes it?
No, he doesn't.
What's he gonna say?
He liked the last one.
Is George Lucas gonna come out and say, "Yeah, that was a big pile of dog shit"?
He's
not going to.
He said he didn't like that.
Barack Obama's telling you that he really wants you to give Trump a chance. You think he really wants you to give Trump a chance?
I don't think you got a choice in the matter. I mean, he's president.
He ain't got no say in it. He's just trying to do the right thing and tell you to do to give him a try. Try it out. Hey, guys, Rogue One's coming out. My name's on it in an executive producer or a created role. I probably see some money somewhere. I mean, like, I get money if you buy some Darth Vader socks, I imagine. And so, like, if Darth Vader's in this movie, maybe I'll get some Darth Vader sock money.
Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't like Episode 7.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say he didn't like it.
He said he wasn't a fan of it. He said they went in a direction that he wouldn't have gone in. Which means it was probably going to be a good
movie. How could he say
that?
It was the same movie as the first movie.
Yeah, but he said they didn't innovate. They didn't try. They just shoveled out, you know, the same crap that they did in episode one.
Well, this is just like filling in holes between movies. I mean, this isn't innovating. This is like filling gaps.
Yeah,
George Lucas said of The Force Awakens, "I think the fans are going to love it. It's very much the kind of movie they've been looking for."
It's like digging a hole, Napier.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a big goddamn hole that you gotta fill with something.
What do you fill it with?
Fill it with Star Wars.
Is that where our hope's going, Mike? Is our hope going in the holiday hole? Well, that's my mama.
my bones, but I know karate. I should. I studied it for 8 years. Shit. Makes the flowers grow. Oh shit. Makes the flowers grow.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
Drunk. This is for all the marbles, buddy.
Okay.
This is your last chance.
Okay.
Will you find glory or will you be defeated?
Just count to 7 and say smoke weed every day.
Drunk, this is your last chance. If you fuck it up, it's over.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Let me know when you're ready. I'm not going to hit the button until I'm sure you're ready. You're good?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Take a breath.
It's for all the marbles, Drunk. There's no second chances here. Or third chances.
Okay.
This is it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Drunk, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Because this is your last chance.
Okay.
Drunk, are you ready?
Yes.
Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, didn't even
you
try.
Weren't ready.
I was at 2 in my head when I,
Travis, you going to show them how it's done, buddy?
Yeah, I'll give it one more try.
Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
He was close.
My life has no meaning.
Travis.
Yes, sir?
We didn't even mention that we weighed Napier on the break. We got out the scale and we weighed Napier, and we didn't even mention it.
Well, I think I missed it. I was refilling my nog.
Fucking stupid is what that is. What, are we going to do the Dr. Dre bit again? No, we did something specific. We weighed Napier. Napier weighs 248 pounds.
I am glorious.
Is that a drop?
No, I don't think so. I think the last time we weighed Napier, he was 241.
in the arms of a bagel. Away from here.
So next week, we will weigh Napier. And if he weighs more than 248 pounds, we will shame him.
你的爸爸让你让我一些炸弹屁股炸玉米饼。你有塔科脖子吗？